Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So we're gonna enter in some potentially treacherous waters here.
That's okay.
And everyone thinks that I'm going to be talking about somebody else that's not who I'm talking about. But there is a conversation that has emerged in the last 24 hours that absolutely is driving me crazy. And it drives me crazy for a few different reasons. Because it started from what I think is, and this is not a host that started this point. Because there's a theory or there's an ideology that started on social media through a couple of very strong Guardians fans who have posed this idea that the Guardians should do right by Jose Ramirez and trade him. To me, if you're a Guardians fan and you think the team that had Jose Ramirez in the ALCS last year, that had him within one game of the ALCS 2 years before that, that had Jose Ramirez in the World Series within one game of winning the World Series in 2016 when he was a much younger player, if you think that they should do the right thing by Jose Ramirez, you're actually not a Guardians fan. You're not. Hmm. You want to trade them. You want Jose to want out to humiliate an organization who you think doesn't spend enough damn money.
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face here.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. Those same fans, and again, I'm not trying to go at all Guardians fans. We're going to the 3%. We're going to the Kenny Pickett contingent of Guardians fans who don't really love their team.
What a Venn diagram that would be.
There's nothing that team can do that will please them short of winning the World Series. They could trade for Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, and the ghost of Babe Ruth. And if they didn't win the World Series, they'd say, well, you should have got a pitcher too. And I understand that we all fan in different ways, but that Twitter conversation has made its way, and it's not just on this station. But in the last 24 hours, I've heard the conversation, hey, is the idea of trading Jose Ramirez, is that something we should be worried about? Ken had it right this morning. No, you shouldn't. Do you know why you shouldn't? He has a no-trade clause, which gives him total power. He also signed the team-friendliest deal, maybe in baseball history, for an organization.
Yeah.
So I'm going to think, just out loud here, maybe the Guardians don't want to move off that money.
Well, no, the Guardians would never. Deal. Yeah, the Guardians would never want to. It's whether or not Jose gets frustrated enough with the organization, and then he says, "I want out. And find me a way out. I'll waive my no trade clause, obviously, and then I want to do something else."
And that's to me where the 3%. And again, I don't know they're real Guardians fans anymore. If all you do is come out of the woodwork when that team loses 5 straight series to bitch about this team, and you can't say a nice word about the team, I'm sorry, I'm done with those people. I am. I'm absolutely. You are lazy or dumb or both to think, wow, we got to trade Jose for the better of him. No, you want to humiliate the organization. You want the Dolans to sit in the cuck chair while you send Jose out of town.
What chair was that?
I said what I said. But to send him out of town so you can sit here and go, see, I told you, because you're a toddler who can't handle things that are outside your purview or your understanding of how baseball works.
Well, but it also, it makes it seem as if like Jose's being held hostage here. Anyway, the amount of players that go through their entire career, Mike Trout's never won a playoff game. Like, I don't love the idea that it's being spun as if Jose Ramirez, in going to a World Series and is playing multiple ALCS title games, like your title series, is in some sort of poverty situation. Like, you know the amount of really good players? Ichiro never won a playoff series. The amount of good players, never won a World Series, that do not have World Series success is so large. It's how baseball works.
And here's the bottom line. Guys, he's the thing we have. Every other conversation that I have to have about the Guardians, as a Guardians fan, I've made the Faustian bargain. I have to do it. I understand how this works. I understand what their limitations are, self-imposed or otherwise, what their limitations are. I understand how baseball economics limit this situation, not just this one, Tampa Bay, Milwaukee, and others, but I understand how it works. So I have to have that conversation with Stephen Kwan, who I have zero intent to want to trade.
Right.
But I know we're inside the window, two and a half, three
playoffs. But this would also just be stupid from a baseball perspective, just purely baseball perspective, and not the idea that he's one of the top 10 players in the game, and more the idea that he's being paid like he's a 75th best player in the game.
And also,
that's why it makes no sense.
To where it's lazy and dumb to me, for any alleged Guardians fan to be like, we got to do right by Jose. And that whole woe is me crap. That, guys, we got bigger problems in the world than the Dolans not spending enough money. Does it drive me crazy occasionally? You bet your sweet bippy it does. I don't bitch about it on air because you can get that anywhere. Anyone can do the low-hanging fruit of, well, sell the team. All right, but when Blitzer or Matt Collard come in here, don't expect the savior unless other things change in baseball. It's not fair to those guys, and it's sure as hell not fair to the Dolans. Not that we're in the business affair, but where it's dumb and lazy is, you're projecting your feelings about your alleged favorite baseball team on your favorite player.
Well, and it's also...
Nobody knows that Jose's upset.
Well, but it's speaking on behalf of a player that isn't asked to be spoken for. Like, think about it. Jose, when he signed that deal, he was signing up for the idea that clearly he cared. Now, obviously, he wants to win, and he wants to win World Series. But clearly, he cares about the idea that he plays out his entire career here. He goes in the Hall of Fame as a Guardian. He gets his statue out there in center field. He gets his number retired by the team. And that matters just as much, if not more, than whether or not he, for the next 5 years of his career, is in a deep postseason run each and every season.
And so I understand why a fair amount of shows in town talked about it. And just the idea that was talked about, I can admit, did annoy me a little bit, because it should start and end at, you know what? He doesn't want to leave. They don't want him to leave. He's the one guy. Like, it's weird to me that the same fans that will gripe about Manny leaving and Tommy leaving and CeCe leaving and cast aspersions with Francisco Lindor leaving, he was never going to stay, and everybody that's left then takes the one guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That did the thing, and we can't give the guy or the team credit for that happening.
Well, why are the fans though trying to pack his bags for him though? That's the part I can't understand.
I want to make it clear. I don't think it's a lot of fans doing that.
Like, it'd be different
but
if
it's
he
enough
went,
that it's a big enough conversation on social media and YouTube and Reddit that it's driving me absolute bonkers.
Okay, but it'd be different if he went on, like we mentioned, pardon my take. If he went on there like Scoobal did last week and talked about a $400 million deal, and it's like, whoa, now we have to have these conversations because this really came out of left field that he wants this. Like, if Jose was on a podcast or came on a radio station and was like, yeah, I don't want to finish my career not playing in competitive baseball games, I do think we'd have to have the conversation. But he's never said those things.
Well, and here's the other thing. They want this to happen because it'll prove some ongoing fight that they're having in some sort of ecosphere on social media or the YouTube comments or on our Facebook or calling in to one of our shows because you'd rather spend time crapping on. Listen, guys.
Well, the fans are mad right now.
No, no. And by the way,
they're as mad as I've seen them in a long time.
Be mad.
And listen, as I was pointing out in the offseason about how you go to the ALCS and then you make no moves coming off of it. In fact, just get rid of Jimenez and get rid of Naylor. I was met with a lot of,
So,
but those fans are now coming out and they're mad.
So be mad. Be mad that the Naylor thing. Guys, Naylor's an overrated player. I love Josh Naylor because he's an emotional baseball player, and I'm an emotional guy, and
Naylor.
I don't get those kind of guys.
It's not necessarily
about
Naylor.
Is it about Andrés Giménez's 189 hitting ass?
It's more about the idea that you just didn't add anybody while going to the ALCS.
I don't think fans are mad about that. The Naylor thing, because Manzardo apparently has been benched because David Fry can only play DH and Santana just started hitting. I can understand if you would think your offense would be mildly better with Josh Naylor as opposed to those three guys at first base. I get it. He's also a first base only guy who he either is going to hit for average or is going to hit for power. He's hitting 300 right now. He's on pace to hit 19 home runs. So he's either going to hit 30 home runs and 250 and swing at everything in front of the sun, or he's going to hit 300 and go full John Kruk and hit 15 home runs.
He might also get traded at the deadline, too. Keep an eye out for that. You heard it here first.
You think they'd take Slade Ciccone back?
No, I don't think so. Why'd you say his name by the way?
Okay. I don't know. I did.
I thought it was just being insulting is all it was.
No. I actually like Slade. I really like what we've seen from him.
You defended him a couple weeks ago.
So, and listen, be mad, right? Don't be stupid. Don't be lazy. Don't put your agita about this team onto the guy who's kind of, if there's another Batman in town, now that Nick Chubb's out of town, it's Hosey, right? He accepted the deal. Mm. He's joyfully happy here. And by the way, one last time, the Guardians aren't wasting anyone's time when it comes to Jose Ramirez's career. They're just not. I understand it feels like a waste because you don't feel like you can win a championship. But understand the difference between you're going to be really good but might never get over the hump. That's frustrating for me as a fan as well. But this narrative of we got to do right by Hosey. You don't like this team anymore. That's fine. If you want a team that spends a lot of money, that does dumb things with money, gives 10-year deals to fat old left fielders who have no business. The Yankees are around. Hey, the Red Sox just signed Trevor Story to a 6-year, $200 million deal. That dude can barely walk. Go enjoy that. But stop masquerading as a Guardians fan and throwing Jose on a cross because you want to have another pity party and you want to be able to say, see, Jose got sick of this. He's just like me. No, Jose's happy being where he is. Stop putting words in his mouth. Stop projecting what are very fair frustrations, by the way, in a place they don't need to be. You can bitch about having to trade Stephen Kwan. Guys, that's valid. You want to be upset about having to trade Emmanuel Clase? Yeah, I don't want to trade this generation's Mariano Rivera either.
Those are realities, Nick. Those are actual things that could potentially happen. Like the Jose thing is, we're in fantasy land even having the discussion. It's not happening.
We have enough. We have enough legitimate things to be frustrated with or gripe about.
That's my problem. And by the way, I want to actually fix the offense. I want to actually talk about how this team went from second best defensive team in baseball last year to now they're 15th in baseball. Like there are things you can actually complain about within this team, but we're just wasting time when we talking about Jose this way.
And here's the thing with that, to what you just said. Give me an understand. Tell me how you're going to fix the developmental system and their inability to find, I don't know, like right? A right fielder with pop.
They just don't develop hitters there.
And honestly, even the center fielders they've developed stink. So give me like the high contact.
Well, you know
guys.
Where the conversation is eventually going, right? We'll probably shortly we'll talk about vote and we'll get there, and then we'll probably start talking for the first time since this station has been around. We'll talk about Antonetti and Chernoff.
It's very, very rare that I will ever speak specifically to 3% of anything. Because we don't really traffic in that. Every show here, we try and talk to the biggest audience we can. But this Jose Ramirez stuff has to stop. He ain't going anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere. They don't want him to go anywhere. Enjoy watching Jose Ramirez be really good at baseball and hope that change comes. That's where we are.
You dropped an enjoy him on him. I'm sure that'll go over with fans.
Yeah, I went a little Dolan.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Is anyone out there actually interested? Like, not if you don't, if you have an egg on Twitter. Bring your real name to us. 216-474-0092. Hey, I'm Eggman 32. Jose's not happy. No. Be a man or be an adult, I should say.
Or an egg.
Don't be an egg. No, it's 2025. Have some scones. All right? Put them on the table, big boy.
I want to talk to Eggman 6969.
Is there anyone out there interested in actually trading Jose from a Guardians fan standpoint? And timing might be everything with the Cavs and Darius Garland. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.